Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Don't eat a breakfast sandwich while you're talking about hot Carl's. I went and made a breakfast sandwich, and I powered through it.
Thinking of hot Carl.
Petey Mac's in the house.
Hey.
We got Tony's with us.
Hey.
Comedian Eric Myers is going to be here in the studio later on.
Right. Eric's the phone. Don't on this call weekend. Your breakfast sandwich a hot Carl's Jr.
Actor Dennis Quaid. Actor Dennis Quaid's going to phone the program, too. Got some stuff coming up. He's got some Jesus movie, right? But he's got other stuff we can talk to him about. Yeah, I got to move on from that quickly. It explodes in our face. Because guess what? The guy that produced it followed us on Twitter.
I saw he retweeted it, yeah.
Yeah, until he listens to the show.
No.
Well, they don't listen to the show.
Generally. No, they're just retweeting it for the pub.
No, I know that, but he's followed us too now.
Oh, did he follow?
Oh, yeah, he followed us.
Well, that won't last.
When I see people on Twitter follow us, it look like they're businessmen or some sort of, I see their credits. So I clicked on, and he's the producer of this Jesus movie, The Quaid's doing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, he won't follow us for long.
Nah. Probably by Tuesday.
Yeah. Here's this.
By Tuesday, he'll
suck it, Jesus.
Yeah.
I wish that guy'd quit saying that.
I know, yeah. So do I. It's kind of embarrassing.
Sometimes it surprises me how few followers. You know, like, who was the chicken? The actress, Lauren Hawley. Is obviously not very active on Twitter.
And really not that top of mind either, man.
No. But you and I know who she is.
Yeah, we do.
And she's a pretty prominent actress.
Doesn't mean you're tweeting.
Yeah, it has. You got to be active.
You got to be active.
You got to be using it to get followers.
That's exactly why.
Yeah, but she only has like 50-some thousand followers, so she's not.
I'm surprised. That sounds too many
on Twitter
for her. Oh. I wouldn't follow her unless she follows us. I'll follow her.
I think we follow her because she's been on the show.
Oh yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
It's Wolfie's birthday today.
Van Halen
is 27.
He's no Mikey.
No, he's not.
He can play the bass though, but he can't sing like Mike, right?
No.
And to this day, Michael can still hit those harmony notes. That's crazy.
Well, yeah, I'd hope so.
Well, sometimes some guys, they get older, lose a little range.
I know you hate that post. Yeah. They're still flexible. Just lose their range.
I could name a few singers off the top of my head, but it'd be a little bit.
Those kind of that kind of voice, especially, right? Yeah, yeah. That interview with Robert Plant, you know, they really don't discuss so much about. They do talk about Zeppelin, but they don't talk about getting back together and like that. But, you know, he talks about the range of the way he sings.
We've all seen a guy who's trying for that note that he used to be able to hit and just doesn't get there.
I don't blame him, man. From six guys that can't sing at all.
No.
You know?
No.
I mean, especially those kind of voices are trouble to,
It's hard to maintain that.
Mm-hmm. Vice President Mike Pence is being criticized.
Nobody cares.
So they're wrong.
Of course they are.
For not inviting reporters to his meeting with the openly gay Prime Minister of Ireland.
Oh, did he show him his potatoes?
No.
Did he want to quiet? Did he want to say, hey, tell me more about this gay stuff?
Right. Last year, Pence and Trump had a public breakfast with Ireland's previous prime minister ahead of St. Patrick's Day.
Did that include boiled bacon?
This year's breakfast with the new Irish prime minister.
Why is everybody more progressive than us?
Leo Varadkar.
The prime minister of Ireland is openly gay.
Yeah.
That's Ireland.
This year's breakfast is closed to the media at the request of the vice president. Human rights activists are criticizing the decision.
You know, they're afraid to see. They might see his chub.
Yeah. He doesn't want pictures of him and a gay guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's a hot Carl? That's what he's going to ask.
Let's Google hot Carl together.
Varadkar, the openly gay Prime Minister of Ireland told Irish media that if given the chance at the meeting, he will discuss gay rights.
That's why he doesn't want it in there.
With Vice President Mike Pence.
Who doesn't like gay rights. Which is
Mike Pence allowed to be in the same room?
Oh, with a dude that likes dudes.
Oh. With a good-looking guy like Justin Trudeau.
Well, a dude that likes dudes. This is like having dinner with a girl.
Justin Trudeau doesn't like dudes, but he's an attractive man. And Mike Pence
just ain't allowed to be in a room with a girl by himself at all. So he's with a guy now who likes dudes. Of course, even that dude doesn't like Pence.
But that's all right. If he's alone in the same room with a gay guy, he's cool with that.
That's probably why I don't want any press. Because they might get a little shirtless.
Yeah. A little shirtless? I think you're either shirtless or you're not. I don't think there's degrees of shirtless.
Cut off mesh t-shirts. Yeah. Hello, that's shirtless. That's a little shirtless.
Glitter.
At the Huffington Post, Brittany Wong wrote an article.
There is something to be said about, there was a bit on SNL about a year ago with Alec Baldwin playing Trump. And him turning to the Pence character and saying, Beck Bennett, he said, you're the reason they won't get rid of me. And you know what? There's something to be said for that, to be honest with you. There's something to be said for that. Do you want Pence? I've heard that a lot.
The Huffington Post, Brittany Wong wrote an article.
Oh, Wong. Something.
That's her brother.
And she talked to Jenna Lee, the author of a new book called Faking the O. It's a memoir about her struggles as a flight attendant and single mom. And so the point
of
Courtney,
this particular... Oh, she like Courtney, come find me.
No, the point of this particular article is... having airplane sex.
What's your name again?
The Mile High Club.
What's your name again?
Brittany Wong.
Captain Something Wong. Me too low.
Wrote the article at the Huffington Post.
Airplane sex. Those airplanes are Mile so freaking small.
Yeah, how would you
even a regular sized plane? Not the regional flight. A regular sized plane. I'm guessing in a regular sized plane you could probably squeeze in there and do it. A regional flight. Yeah, she better be 4 foot tall.
Apparently, it's a little easier than you might think to pull this off, according to this longtime flight attendant. But the thing is, you're essentially knocking some out in an airborne porta potty. It's damn nasty in there.
Yeah,
that's what they were saying. But it doesn't feel like a porta potty for some reason. Maybe because when you open it up, you don't see a turdberg laying in there. It does flush somewhere.
I mean, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
It's probably why it doesn't feel like one.
Yeah. But it is.
It is. Germ-wise, it probably is.
Yeah.
But you don't see everything.
Only not quite as roomy as a porta potty.
That's true. Especially the handicapped porta potty. You can live in one of those things.
Oh, yeah. Spent the whole summer there.
Had a good summer. Good memories.
A little down to my locker.
Jenna Lee says she's caught several couples in the bathrooms over the years and many couples going what she called the extra mile in their seats.
Oh.
So she said most of the time if they see that something is going on and it's not affecting anyone,
they let it go.
No one knows, no one cares, they let it go.
Okay.
But if it's obvious, you just got to step in.
So nobody gets arrested if you're getting one under the blanket?
And no one knows.
If flight attendant says, hey, stop that.
Yeah.
She won't just go, oh, you're arrested when we land.
They won't necessarily, turn the hose on you.
Bring attention to you.
Now, if another passenger sees it and they bitch, if they have to do something. Are there cops waiting for you when you land if you get caught banging in a seat, in the toilet?
No, not necessarily.
Right. I don't expect to get leniency and understanding from aisle donkeys.
Ever.
No.
Apparently, this is frowned upon in the air.
And there are good ones.
If the seatbelt sign is on, it's frowned upon. So don't do it. Don't try and do anything if the seatbelt sign is on.
Ronnie from Jackpot Airlines.
She's hot.
She seems cool.
And
I love the fact that they portray her as a bit of a whore.
Yeah, I like her too. She's hot.
She had a nice bikini scene in this last week's episode.
Ultimately, it's up to the discretion of the crew.
Give her a hot Carl
on board as to how to deal with it.
Give her a hot Tyler. That's what you got.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Just throw your name in.
It's still gross.
Wow, the Tyler's kind of lukewarm.
It might be worse.
It's still gross.
It used to
be
lukewarm.
The lukewarm Tyler. Yeah.
The number one reason people.
He's a bad man. Sorry, I want to jam that right there.
Thank you. The number one reason people fail or get caught is because.
I just stick with the tape. Me and Craig saying that. Yeah.
Is because they're too obvious about it. Yeah. Couples try to be discreet, but it tends to backfire.
God. Oh, God.
Because
God,
they act so guilty.
Smack my ass. Smack my ass. What?
Why? We're in a plane. Relax.
Yeah, that did. The two of them together, that kind of stuck to the tape there, didn't it, Craig?
I was curious.
And me and Craig earlier about the jam apart.
So they say that couples try to be discreet, but it always backfires because they act guilty and end up drawing more attention to themselves.
Stay still.
Did you fart?
The second biggest mistake couples make is timing. If you want to give yourself the best chance at knocking some out and joining the Mile High Club, take the red eye, where most passengers are likely to be asleep. They say that you'd be surprised how many people attempt to engage in sexual acts on full flights in the middle of the day. Don't do that.
I don't understand the actual intercourse part because, I mean, does she sit? Yes.
Sexual acts. That could be anything.
I know what I mean, but I mean, the actual intercourse, if you're pulling that off in your seat.
In the airborne porta potty?
No, that's where you would be able to do it probably in a certain situation. But, I mean, if you're pulling that off in your seat.
Yeah, how do you?
On a full flight?
I don't even know how you do that.
Well, say you have two people in two seats and there's nobody beside you.
Well,
you
know? That's not a full flight.
Well, I'm just saying, are you laying down missionary with three seats?
I'm guessing in the seats more of a little like So Tiger situation.
No, I know that, but I'm saying but somebody's actually pulled off the actual sex act, actual intercourse.
Yes,
that's got to be red eyes, dark plane.
Yeah, you're in the back of the plane.
Yeah, not
with their feet hanging out in the aisles, sticking up.
It's not the flights that we're all on. You know, it is. It's the red eyes where it's not a full plane and it's dark.
Right. Very rare, though. Most planes, because they cancel flights anymore if there's like six people on a flight.
Yeah.
They really do.
If it's not full.
It's just rare anymore.
It doesn't fly.
Right.
One time she said she had a couple who began making out in their seats. They thought it would somehow draw less attention to what they were doing if they covered themselves up in a blanket. That was incorrect, she said, and the giggling did not help. They drew so much attention to themselves like they wanted to get caught. It's the couples who act casual that have more successful outcomes.
Yeah, because nobody throws blankets over themselves.
Watch for shoulders. Watch for shoulder movement. That's what you watch.
Or humming noises.
Looking straight ahead.
During one flight, a couple of passengers who didn't know each other previously met up in the back galley, struck up a conversation. Yeah. After a bit, they noticed that they'd both disappeared, but only one lavatory was occupied. So they had to deal with that. When the flight attendant got a hold of them and said, y'all got to cut that out. The passengers didn't seem to care about what they were doing. They just got dressed and went back to their seats, which weren't even near each other. They went about their business like nothing happened.
So
they say that most passengers they catch in the act are just casual encounters.
Man.
People sitting next to each other on long flights. They get to drinking and flirting, and then they just want to knock some out.
Man, that's crazy.
Wow, that is crazy.
That's not happened to any of us.
No.
The Greyhound bus it did. But
Yeah, it's different.
Generally, when I get on a plane, if I take the aisle seat.
Nobody sits next to
you. Or the window seat, the last person on board, even though they'll tell you it's a full flight, the last person on board ends up sitting next to me because he has no other choice.
Yeah.
Well, that's Southwest, right? Yeah, exactly, where it's random.
They say it amazes us. It amazes them how many people want to do it in the bathroom if they knew how unsanitary and gross they are.
They don't care.
They don't care.
Especially if they knew how many people miss.
Because it's
when they try to go to the bathroom during turbulence.
Well, it's surface
then they
clean.
They really might not.
It's because people miss during turbulence. But it looks like a bachelor's apartment. It's surface clean, my wife used to say.
This sounds to be like the flight attendant is going, you know, we clean that thing like every third day.
Right.
You know?
If a girl on a plane wants to bang you, you're not thinking about how dirty the germs might be.
No.
You don't care.
You're not.
That's true.
First of all, you're having sex with her.
Yeah, you don't care.
If there's anybody out there who's listening who's had the Mile High Club stuff, chances are it was in the bathroom. Where else are you going to go?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only place there's any privacy on a plane.
Right.
Wow.
Well, the cockpit.
Yeah,
if you're a pilot.
The pilot, yeah, the pilot. Do that.
Thanks, pilot.
Yeah. Which pilot?
Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Lo, Ho Lee Fook, and Bang Ding Ao.
Bang Ding Ao gets laid a lot. That chick was so stupid. How stupid was she?
That may be the height of cluelessness.
I think of all announcements made with a joke prank, she's the number one.
To all, like, the five people that went through to get on the air, too.
If you do get snagged, they don't put the plane down and arrest you or anything, do they?
That's what I'm asking. That would
they
suck.
They do not. Yeah, they do
especially
not.
If you get snagged and it's not your girlfriend or wife.
Right.
I think basically they just tell you to stop most of the time.
Your wife's waiting for you at the stop. You land and you're cuffed on the way out of the plane. What happened? I'll tell you later, honey.
Don't you worry about it.
In that situation, if you had to choose between the wife or the cops, you'd probably take the cops.
Yeah, but the wife's waiting there for you. So she sees the cops and you cut off the plane. Sorry, honey.
They got you handcuffed to the girl.
What'd you do?
Come off the plane.
Yeah.
Just get you in more trouble. Yeah.
I think if you're
sorry, I cheated on you on an hour flight with a stranger.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. You pretty much, it wasn't like some long term, I fell in love with her at the office.
No.
It was, I met this girl randomly sitting next to me on a plane, and I threw away my whole love for you because this chick I wanted to bang in 20 minutes. You ain't coming back from that.
That's a guy, though. That's a guy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but
Melina
it's also...
would take you back for that. Other than that, my wife would not take me back.
But it's also said
mine
that
better.
When one is horny...
She won't.
You don't care about the filth and the nastiness or the stank, if you will.
Oh, no, of course you don't.
No.
But when you are no longer horny, then you start to notice those things.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You see the corn. Right. Yeah. corn and blood.
If I see, then that's an issue. Yeah.
Corn and blood in the morning.
In the morning.
If I see corn and blood in the airport bathroom,
damn.
I
ain't sniffing around.
Hell no.
That's nasty. Y'all just nasty.
Yeah. Now, the filthy nastiness and the stank, you're talking about the partner, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
When you're horny, you look past all that.
Of course you do. That's what I was thought he was saying, too.
You
I really thought he was going to say the partner, not the actual bathroom.
Yeah, the bathroom where people miss during turbulence.
Corn and blood. In the morning.
Now, airlines in the United States are carrying more passengers than ever this spring. That's the forecast of the industry trade group, Airlines for America. They expect airlines to fly more than 150 million passengers between the beginning of this month and the end of April.
Man.
That's about 2.5 million flyers every day, a 4% increase over last year.
Our buddy Michael's flying to Cabo today. He said, "I'm going to go get a tan." I said, "Screw you."
Did he? Too.
Yep.
Yeah. Responded in kind.
He's going to have his jeans on.
Not that Michael.
No,
not that. He's not a pilot. He's a pilot. He's not a. This is our airline buddy. He flies for a major airline.
He's flying
to Cabo this morning. All right.
Did you tell him to check for dogs in the overhead bin?
You can't do that, Todd.
Yeah. Always a good idea. To check for dogs in the overhead bin.
That poor
if you
dog
and your dog want to go to Cabo, better just drive.
Walk, bitches.
Not saying that he works for that airline.
No, he doesn't.
But just seriously.
If he does, check the dogs in the overhead bin.
It just seems like taking a pet with you is just a total crapshoot.
That's a bad idea.
That's brutal.
Total crapshoot at this point.
That's a bad
idea. Reckless endangerment charges in the works against a Tennessee man who caused a waiting room scare when his gun accidentally fired in a doctor's office.
Oh, okay, of course.
You got to have it.
Well, you know, you're in the right spot.
You got to have it.
And you're in the doctor's office, so,
You got to have it.
You know, people are there. They can fix it.
What's your problem with guns, Mr. Evans? Sorry, I'm tweeting out.
He told police that the gun fell out of its holster when he stood up from his chair and it inadvertently fired, so not his fault.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
not.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Could have killed somebody.
Yeah.
You got to have your gun. You got to be packing heat all the time.
All the time.
Went,
all
bullet
the time.
Went through the back of a chair into a scared. Wall, through a room where it was found, and so reckless endangerment charges in the works.
I don't know if some guy's going to come in here and start shooting up my doctor's office. I got to be ready.
I'm a good patient with a gun.
I got to be ready. Nobody's Jeez. Taking me out.
Tony's with us. Ow. Petey Mac. Yo. The blue bracket is on the Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire. I tweeted it out, yeah. Now, you know what? Xavier could make a run. They got, they got a good team.
Yeah.
So there they are, the darkest blue. I've seen that blue in person. It's pretty dark damn blue.
As long as they're in the tournament, every year they'll be the pick in the bracket to win it.
You'll get much darker than that dark.
No.
It's unfortunate that you had to fill out the brackets beforehand. Because
Before the games.
Once I saw, once I saw that Buffalo was fully clad in blue, and Arizona had very little blue in their uniform.
But their blue is darker than Buffalo's blue.
Yeah, right, but there was still a lot. But Buffalo was like 100% blue. Yeah.
Still the darkest blue.
And royal blue, though.
Yeah. There was very, very little blue on Arizona.
I can't believe Buffalo won.
Arizona's going down.
Boom.
And they did.
And it happened.
Yep. Based on the blue.
Alabama's going down.
They went down, too. Yep. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.